So is that what you did in a previous life? How'd you get so wrapped up in commercial radios?
Just a hobby. Real quick, I'll tell you how he did it. The guy, I grew up in Pawpaw. I was on their fire department. I was fire one, fire two. I was actually captain for a little while. And the guy that we had was like a Sean that worked on our fire truck radios. His name was Gary. He's still around. He's like in his mid-80s now. N-A-G-H. Very, 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 very influential person for ham radio on that side of the state. You know, it was like everybody listened to what Gary said. Well, Gary kept talking to me and convinced me to get into ham radio. And that's how I got into ham radio. He helped me get my license and everything else like that. And that's how I ended up getting into radio. The radio thing is just strictly a hobby. And the reason I got into it is because, like, the commercial radios is I'm one of those guys that if I buy something, I'm not buying something for buying something. I'm buying something because it's got to be the best of that particular model. You know, I suffer from buyer's remorse really, really bad. Like, oh, I wish I would have got the better one. And so that's how I ended up getting into Motorola radios and Tate radios and things like that. But strictly my personality. And as far as technical things go, all that stuff comes to me just naturally. I have a mechanical contractor's license. I have a hoist inspection license. I have, you know, fire one, fire two license. I mean, all of that stuff is just, for me, it's just a cakewalk. So, you know, that's but the radio thing, again, it was, I'd rather go work on Don's coat plug than I did that late last night than watch TV. You know, I have, my mind always has to be going, and that's how it happened.